My name is Ketia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Dan Carr, D-A-N-C-A-R-R. This patient was seen on November 17th, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease stage two, which has remained stable. Period, this CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, hypertension. Period, the most recent kidney functions reveal BUN of 20 from 24, creatinine of 1.16 from 1.1, and a GFR of 63 from 63. Period. There is no activity in the urinary sediments. Period. 3 plus glucosuria is noted. However, the patient is taking Farxiga 5 milligrams at this time. Period. There is evidence of subnephrotic range proteinuria with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 1,224 milligrams from 1 gram, period. The patient denies any urinary symptoms or any complaints at all. Period. Due to the consistent or persistent proteinuria, we will order nephritis workup to rule out other possible causes of proteinuria, especially since the patient's A1C has remained very controlled at 5.9%. Period. Looking back at his previous visits dating as far back as 2020 and 2021, his proteinuria was far less, ranging from 480 milligrams to 750 milligrams. So we would like to investigate further to rule out other potential causes of proteinuria, such as autoimmune diseases, vasculitis, or gammopathies, G-A-M-M-O-P-A-T-H-I-E-S, period. Next line, hypercalcemia with serum calcium of 10.1. The patient is currently taking vitamin D3 2,000 units daily, as well as calcium supplementation 600 milligrams daily. Period. We advised him to discontinue the calcium 600 milligrams and to only take the D3 2,000 units for now to prevent hypercalcemia, which can lead to further complications such as confusion, cardiac-related symptoms, irritability, and so on. Period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is very stable with A1C of 5.9%. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hypomagnesemia. This is likely due to his intake of omeprazole. He is currently taking magnesium supplements, and we advise him to continue doing so, period. He takes the Protonix 4 times a week rather than daily. I mean, the omeprazole. He takes the omeprazole 4 times daily rather than daily. 4 times a week rather than daily. Period. Proteinuria as per number 1. Next line, arterial hypertension. Unfortunately, we do not have a blood pressure for today. However, the patient reports a blood pressure reading of 128 over 61 this morning and a weight of 157 this morning, which has not changed since he was last seen. Next line, GERD, which is managed with omeprazole. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 6 months with laboratory workup. And